Listeners of AC English, welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 边边。哎，Sayla，最近听到一个说法很有意思，就是我们应该同情那些开法拉利的人。
Yeah, that's very interesting. We should feel sympathy to people who use luxury goods.
其实这个说法呢，是来自英国才子阿兰·德伯顿的一个演讲哈。这个演讲叫什么名字呢
？Why is an ordinary life not good enough anymore?
为什么平凡的生活不能满足我们了
？Yeah, it was very thought-provoking.
的确是特别的 thought-provoking， 非常的发人深省哈。I watched it for several times. 今天我们坐到节目里，因为里面真的是非常多的观点值得分享。
Yeah, there were a lot of ideas in it that are worth spreading.
那我们呢也把这个演讲的完整版呢放到了我们的公众号一席文化的本篇推送中。听完本期节目呢，大家看视频的话，应该会理解的更快一些。
Mm-hmm, yes, for sure. And remember, our account is 一席文化。
哎，首先呢，他提到了一点，就是精神不健康 ，mental unwellness 已经像是一个新型的瘟疫哈 ，a new epidemic 一样开始了哈。Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a new epidemic of mental unwellness has started.
就是大家普遍都很焦虑啊，这是为什么呢
？Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said we are surrounded by snobs.
我们生活在一个势利的世界里 We are surrounded by snobs 那什么是一个 snob?
Yeah, a snob in his words are people who take a small part of who you are and make an assumption about how much you matter
就是 take a small part of who you are 然后呢片面的来判断 how much you matter 你有多重要、mm-hmm. 这个在社交场合比较常见哈
Yeah, one of the first questions you are asked when you meet someone is what do you do? What is your job?、Mm-hmm.
对，一般见面都会问哈 ，What do you do? 你是做什么的呀、
mm-hmm. ？And depending on what you say, you will either be praised and become a subject of interest, or you'll be left alone by the peanuts.
That is so true. 那么根据你的回答呢，要么你会成为对方的兴趣焦点 ，become a subject of interest， 要么呢就被冷落到角落里面，然后吃花生米哈。
Yes, it's a good way to put it. What he says shows that we do live in a world of snobs.
那这种 snobbery 就是基本上围绕着这个 material accumulation， 就是物质积累，就是你多有钱，对吧？大家呢都说现在的人都太物质了 ，The world is too materialistic.
Yeah, but in the speech, he said he doesn't think it's materialistic.
这也是我觉得非常有趣的观点哈。尽管这个 material accumulation 物质积累在很多人眼里面是评价标准，但是呢，他觉得我们的世界并不是一个 materialistic world， 并不是一个很物质主义的世界。这是为什么呢
？We want the honor and love that comes with having money and power, but maybe not the materials itself.
因为我们想要的不是钱。而是金钱能够带来的这种感情奖赏，这种 rewards 就是爱、尊重还有荣耀。所以呢
，So it's not the materials we want, it's the rewards we want.
Exactly， 完全颠覆了哈。人想要的呢，不是那些物质，而是背后的一种感情奖赏。其实这也能解释，就是为什么有些人他的工作很辛苦啊，工资也不高啊，但是他们能坚持很多年甚至一辈子，对吧？因为这份工作能给他带来这种 respect。Love and honor. This is something we all crave. 我们都在渴求的东西。
So it brings us a new way to look at luxury goods.
对，那阿兰德伯顿呢，对于买奢侈品这件事情提出了一个新的看法。A new way to look at the luxury goods.
People drive nice cars or buy luxury goods because they want to feel loved, honored, and respected by other people.
Totally.
But they can't get the love through normal ways.
对，有的人呢，骑个自行车就觉得很舒服了。但是呢，有些人用正常的、普通的方式得不到对爱和尊重的满足，所以呢，这个阿兰德伯顿就说，下次在路上如果看到有人开法拉利的话，要怎么样呢
？Well, next time you see somebody driving a Ferrari, don't think this is somebody who is greedy or materialistic.
对，不要觉得这是 someone who is greedy, 贪婪呢，或者说 someone who is materialistic, 很物质的人哈。
Yeah, this is actually somebody who is incredibly vulnerable and in need of love.
这是一个超级脆弱并且强烈需要爱的人incredibly vulnerable and in need of love.
Yes, it's definitely a new way to look at it and you should feel sympathy for them.
应该同情这些人 feel sympathy for them. 有点意思哈。
Yeah, it's very interesting.
他还说如果你的孩子没有想出名的野心说明你的教育是正确的。
Yeah, so if you're a parent and your child has no ambition to become famous, you are actually doing something right.
因为这个孩子不需要用太多外在的东西来弥补，就能接受本来的自己。
Mm-hmm. Also, there is this beautiful and dangerous idea. It's actually an American idea.
就是美国梦传递的那个信念哈，就是它是 beautiful and dangerous idea.后来就变成各种成功学了。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the idea is anyone can achieve anything.
任何人都能实现任何事情。This is the spirit of our times. 这是我们的时代精神啊。Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the spirit of our times, but it is a dangerous, beautiful message.
毒鸡汤哈。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you go into an American store, there are two types of books that you can see they are selling. Mm-hmm. One is How to Become Rich,And two is how to deal with low self-esteem.
这个真的是很矛盾哈。美国书店里呢有两类书，一类呢是如何在一天挣百万美金，然后另一类呢是 how to deal with low self-esteem, 低自尊怎么办？这个 low self-esteem 的确在英文当中高频出现，这是什么意思呢？
Yeah, if you have low self-esteem, it means that you feel really bad or low about yourself.
因为如果你相信 anyone can achieve anything,还有很多人在教你 how to become rich. 如果你没有成功的话，你就会觉得是因为自己不够努力、不够好，所以呢，就很容易去 have a low self-esteem. 因为会觉得成功啊、失败啊都是自己做的，对不对？
Yeah, you own your successes and you own your failures.
所以呢，我们看到比起以前的时代来呢，我们物质充足变容易了，但是心境平和变难了。人们很容易为了生活呀、人际关系呀、事业呀、孩子呀而焦虑，平凡的生活已经满足不了我们了。
Yeah, exactly. That is why an ordinary life is not good enough anymore.
在人人都可以一天能赚100万的这个文化当中呢，人很容易会有严重的这个 self-esteem 的问题，就会进入到 self-torture 自我折磨当中。
Yeah, it's crazy and it's poison to believe so.
所以呢，阿兰·德伯顿说什么呢？我们应当听到下面的声音 ,a new message.
The first one is that 99% of us are fated to be ordinary.
99% of us are fated. 注定是 ordinary, 注定是平凡的哈 ,99% 的我们。
Yeah, and you don't need to be extraordinary to be good enough, to become Mark Zuckerberg to be good and happy.
我们不需要 to be extraordinary, 不需要成为这个扎克伯格、马云这样的人物，我们就可以 be good and happy. That's true.
Yeah, and materially, an ordinary life is terrific.
对，平凡的生活在物质上已经是 terrific, 已经是非常好了，胜过以往的任何时代。我们经常说我们甚至比过去的皇帝都舒服。
Yes, in ordinary life, you're going to drive a nice car, you're going to take a hot shower, you're going to have good food, it's going to be very comfortable.
Exactly, 平凡的生活才是真正美好的生活。那阿兰·德伯顿呢，告诉我们的第二个 message 是什么呢？
And the second one is, you are okay.
You are okay.其实不是在教大家躺平。
As modern humans, we know we need to be ambitious.
对，就是这个奋力拼搏 ,be ambitious, 是已经刻在现代人骨子里的东西了哈。It's in our DNA.大家都知道、yeah. we all know it.
Yeah, we know it so well and we know it too well. It's in our bones.
yeah, 对，现在人需要听到的呢是另外一种声音，就是 you are okay.
Yeah, we need to hear a new message, you are okay. It's okay, it's okay to fail, it's okay to be ordinary, it's okay to be lost, it's okay to not know what's going on, it's okay, you're okay.
我听到有人留言说听到这一段的时候哭了。
It was just so much encouragement and maybe made them feel like they were going to be okay.
对，就是非常解压哈。那最后阿兰·德伯顿说什么呢？我们要温习一下什么是 joy, 什么是发自内心的喜乐。
Yeah, he said joy is not making $10 million. Joy is instead a drink with a friend. Joy is a meal that turns out okay.
还不错的一顿饭呀，然后 跟朋友喝一杯啊，这就是快乐，对不对？
Yeah, and joy is a day at the end of which no one dies.
No one dies. 这一天呢，大家都平平安安的，这就是 joy, 对不对？
Yeah, it's more or less all right.
这一天过下来，或多或少的都还行，这就是 joy.
And love is not going to be perfection, but instead an occasional handheld by someone that understands part of you, but has charity to your darkest moments.
对于爱呢，阿兰德伯顿这样解释，爱不是完美的，不要要求那种完美的爱，不求他能够理解你的全部，在你最困难的时候能够给你支持， charity to your darkness moments.
Yeah, and that is the life we are going to lead.
这样的人生其实就很好，这样的人生就是我们要过的人生。
Yeah, and we need to let this kind of life be okay.
对，最后他说 let this kind of life be okay. 希望这期 podcast 能够让很多人 get out of the self-torture, 从自我折磨当中脱离出来。
We really hope this podcast can help you and maybe give you a fresh perspective on your life.
It did to me. 如果大家想看阿兰德伯顿原视频的，请移步到我们的公众号一席文化本篇推送当中。
And most of us are going to be ordinary. So why are we building a world where being ordinary is not good enough? Please comment below and let us know what you think.
期待大家留言分享。
Thank you for listening.
This is Pian Pian.
And this is Sayla.
Bye.
Bye.
I wish I'd get you out of my mind. And you'd let me slip through the great divide. But you